Refresh concerns that Melbourne's drinking water is being put at risk due to alleged illegal logging in crucial catchment areas. One scientist has blasted the state government agency that's supposed to ensure the industry complies with the law, describing it as being as effective as a screen door on a submarine. National Environment reporter Michael Slezak has more.
When you switch on a tap in Melbourne, chances are the pristine water is from the Thompson Reservoir. Professor Stuart Kahn is a water quality expert from the University of New South Wales.
One of the really special things about Melbourne's drinking water supply, and particularly the Thompson catchment, is that it's an unfiltered supply. It's completely protected by the catchment.
To protect Melbourne's water from harm, state laws ban timber logging within the catchment on slopes steeper than 30 degrees to stop soil being eroded and pushed into the waterways, which can increase nutrients and result in algal blooms. But Professor Chris Taylor, an ecologist from the Australian National University, says that's being ignored in Melbourne's most significant catchment.
We went out to a recently cut logging coop in the Thompson Water Supply catchment, and we found an instance where slopes over 30 degrees have been logged.
Professor Taylor has provided his evidence about the activity by the Victorian government-owned logging company Vic Forests to the Office of the Conservation Regulator, which is supposed to make sure the rules are followed. But forest expert Professor David Lindenmeyer from ANU worries that the OCR, as it's known, is a toothless tiger.
I would say it's completely ineffective. Sort of metaphors come to mind, such as ashtrays on motorbikes, screen doors and submarines, and hitting people on the wrist with wet lettuce. The reality is that OCR is not doing its job, and it needs to because it needs to help protect important water supply catchments.
Last year, the regulator found Vic Forests guilty of two breaches in the neighbouring Goulburn catchment, but it didn't take action because it didn't find actual environmental harm. Professor Stuart Kahn from UNSW thinks that's odd.
I think the fact that there's no environmental harm detectable is not the whole story. When you have a future rainfall event that leads to runoff in that catchment, that's when the impacts will occur, and you won't be looking for impacts in the catchment itself. You'll be looking at impacts in the reservoir, impacts in terms of water quality.
And Professor Kahn says those risks are serious.
If there are nutrients that are washed into waterways, you can end up with an algal or cyanobacterial bloom on a reservoir. If you have lots of turbidity going into a reservoir, it can protect pathogens from the disinfection processes. So I think that catchment management is the most important barrier for protecting drinking water in Melbourne.
In a written statement, the Office of the Conservation Regulator says it's inspected the site at the Thompson catchment but didn't find any breaches. But in its statement, Vic Forest says the OCR did find breaches, but it deemed none was significant enough to warrant action.
That report from Michael Slezak and Penny Timms.